heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where there is no CG at all. All practical effects here, baby. It's Podzilla After Dark.
You got it.
You forgot what show you were on for a minute.
It has been a few weeks since we've done this show.
Almost said Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Didn't we do a show last week?
No, that was the 4th of July.
And we didn't do one before that either because you were moving.
Oh, God, has it really been? This is really the first one in 2 weeks? Yep. How have the listeners been surviving without hearing us say, fuck?
Massive drop in listenership. Well, we did have the F-bomb Tuesday.
That's true. You guys kept the curse words alive for us long enough.
Shannon!
Lindsay!
Blizzard put out a Red Murloc collection.
Look at that. Those fucking slippers.
Yep, and all the proceeds go to the Red Foundation.
Look how
fucking adorable that is. Many F-words as possible. My name is Shannon fucking Young. I'm your fucking host tonight. Here down at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball.
I assumed I was going to get...
I was saving it for you. I was going to let you do it. I was going to let you drop the F-bomb.
No, I'm all right.
Aw.
I'm sad now.
Aw. Lindsay Wolffuck.
That's not my name.
I mean, it could have been so much worse.
You're lucky I'm looking at baby murlocs and I'm distracted.
Because he could have gone with Lindsay Fuck Gong. Which
fuck? I feel like we need to install a fuck gong in the new duplex. And every time, you just hear dong.
It's that scrub scene where he has the sex gong. Like every time one of them gets lucky.
No.
We all look around at each other, and it's like me, you, and Lindsay are all in the living room. We're like, what the fuck? Who just scored? And Allie Hebert.
Hi.
Allie. Fuck. No, I'm not gonna get anything from you.
No.
Did you hear about this porn game that I bought?
Oh my god!
I did.
I think
where apparently you suffered from premature ejaculation.
Yes,
and
in the virtual world, I'm not a good lover. I think we mentioned it on. Was it Tuesday or was Wednesday?
It was Wednesday.
Okay, so I didn't get to talk about it all on PW,
no,
obviously.
No, you talked about it on the pre-show.
Okay, so yeah, so if you missed it, if you're not Patreon subscribers, go back and listen to it. Subscribe for $1 a day. No. That's it's $1 a month.
There you go.
$1 a day? Jeez.
$1 a month, and you get all the former pre-shows. So we'll start the show off with, this is a good wholesome story. Bring the kids for this one, because kids like video games. So I have an Oculus Rift S. And I looked through a lot of virtual reality games on Steam. So when the Steam sale happened, they were recommending all these games to me. Mm. Well, I also found, and I did not know this, that my recommendations and all that was filtered, that they would not allow not mature rated games, but whatever is above mature rated games.
Adult only. Yeah.
And like, I'm no prude, so I'm like, well, that's stupid. I don't care if it's adult only. Let it through. So then I started getting recommendations for this game called like VR, I think it's Kanojo or something like that. So okay. I clicked on it, and it's just you and this pretty anime-style Japanese girl, and it's, like, super immersive, and it looks, like, super cool, and you could probably have sex with her. And I thought to myself, well, that's weird. I told Bob about it. Well, if anyone encourages me to make bad decisions in life, it's Bob, who was like, you should just buy it. And you can return it as long as you don't, you know, play it for more than 2 hours.
Right.
So I was like, no, I wouldn't buy that.
He immediately put 3 hours into the game.
No. I thought it was too weird, so I didn't touch it. But then I did touch it. And I bought it, and I waited till everyone went to bed, and I put my headset on, and it literally, the first thing you see is, make sure no one's in the house, turn the volume down, like, make sure you're comfortable and alone. So I did. And it was really weird. You helped this girl do her homework. I wondered how old she was because she looks like she's in high school. They tell you she's over 18. She did not know what the capital of Japan was, which seems like a pretty basic question that anyone that's out of high school would know. By the way, Lindsay, what is the capital of Japan? Is there a capital of Japan? Am I getting that wrong?
It was Kyoto at one point.
Kyoto
in time.
Was the answer.
Okay.
So, yeah. See, even Lindsay knows. And she's not even in Japan. She might as well be.
She does have a fascination with it.
She does. So I keep playing. We do the homework. She accidentally spills a drink on her, and she needs help taking her bra off. So I tried. I failed. Couldn't take her bra off in virtual reality. Because you actually have to reach out and touch and grab stuff.
Yeah.
It's very immersive, and it was a gorgeous game. Super fluid, like a lot of fluid. You know what I mean? But yeah, it gets to a point where I get bored of the story, I guess it is, and I'm just like, all right, what I came here to see was how hardcore this gets, because I'm curious. So I start looking through the options, and then there's, of course, the hand job option, And I say, let's go for this. We're going to do this. First, I take my headset off every 5 seconds to make sure no one's looking. I have my monitor turned off, but I'm afraid Bob's going to come in because I can't hear him. I've been playing like Skyrim, and I don't hear him when he comes in. So I'm afraid he's going to see me with the monitor off and go, what's he doing? Turn it on, and now I'm getting a virtual hand job from some girl that I didn't card. So we get into it. She's like, should I start? And I'm like, yes, please start. I don't know how to get her to start because, again, you have to, like, do things. So I'm eventually grabbing my own virtual penis, and I'm, like, pointing it toward her, like, touch this.
So I don't want to ask this question, yes, but I also I feel yes, like I do. Need to for the listeners. Was your virtual penis gigantic?
No. It was actually, I guess they based it on, no, I'm not going
to. You got the full body scan real quick.
It was moderately sized. The funny part about it, though, was like, you have to download a patch for it to make it all uncensored. And I did, because if you're going to buy a game like this, you're not buying it to play it censored.
Since I'm guessing it was probably made in Japan.
It is.
Yeah, they... Even like the most extreme pornography in Japan is still censored, like genitalia is censored out.
She was not. Huh. I was. The penis was, the best way I can describe the penis, and I'm not making this up, is think of like a popsicle. It's just one straight with a circle up at the top, but it's like Technicolor and it's constantly changing colors.
That's a neat trick.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you all the details. It makes a squish noise when you touch inside of her. I didn't look inside of her because that was too much. And by that point, I was like, okay, I have my limits for what I can do for comedy. And I'm never going to use this to masturbate with because this is just awkward. So I returned it. That's as far as I got. There's a level of weird even I can't go past. And that I then started to wonder to myself, who is this for? Who is this game for? It's for people who don't have girlfriends, I guess, because if you have a girlfriend, why would you simply not just go down and touch her? Because even if you don't get to do the things that she wanted to do with me, because this girl was a freak. She was a slut of the worst order. It's still better just to be around real people. So I can't recommend this game. Graphics were gorgeous. It was well done, but you will feel like a sinner.
Just imagine what'll happen when they finally get those haptic gloves.
Where you can actually feel
that,
stuff.
If that ever becomes a thing.
The next time I buy a game like this will only be when they've created entire bodysuits. And I basically look like a gimp because I'm head to toe and I can feel and smell everything. That would be fun. That would be fun. I'd buy that.
I mean, like, I would buy that suit, but not for porn games.
I'm not going to buy it to feel pain. Buy a Call of Duty game. You can feel every bullet. I don't want to do that.
No, you could have, basically, I'm still waiting on Sword Art Online, which, you know, sticking with the anime theme here, where I just put on a damn, like, headpiece or headset or helmet or whatever it's
going to
be.
And you're really there?
Yeah, and basically, okay. Like, for all intents and purposes, I am there.
But I would point you to if you've ever played World of Warcraft and you've been on the Moonguard server, and you go into the inn at Goldshire.
Yeah.
That's what it will be. You know, do you remember the inn at Goldshire?
Not in Goldshire. For me, it was, it wasn't Orgrimmar. It was the Crossroads.
It's nonstop sex. It's just a bunch of people in there half naked or fully naked, as naked as you can get, having sex with each other. And that's what it would be, just now they're all actually feeling it.
I also never played on an RP server.
I play on an RPC server because I want a more serious, like, in my opinion, it was going to be people that play on RP servers are more adult. They're more mature. You're not going to see a bunch of like John Cena 69s running around. And for the most part, you don't. But that's because they're all in this inn fucking.
Because the inn is just overrun.
And it's usually night elves.
I feel bad for the people just starting the game as humans because you have to return like 8 quests in that inn.
I feel bad
for the
guy
they
wanted
to do was cybering. Like that was all the role playing they wanted.
This game is built for them. This game is built for the weebs that want to have sex with a Japanese anime girl and not get in trouble for it. This game, so I can recommend this game for the Nates out there, and I think they will very much enjoy this.
And the closest thing we had to that, because I was just played in PvP servers, the Baron's chat was always...
Dirty?
Unfiltered? raw, if you will. Like, it was, there
like
was
this show.
There was just a, I mean, there's always a ton of people in the Barrens. So yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on in the chat there. But like, there wasn't any place where I went into and there was a ton of people just pretending to fuck. Like, that was not a thing in the PvP servers. At least not for the Horde.
No, it's apparently it's just the one server.
Yeah, it's just Moonguard.
Oh, fair enough.
Like, people create characters on Moonguard specifically to go to the giant fuck inn. And we didn't know that when we curated them on there. It was just that was a low populated, or it was a medium populated server.
And we were just looking for another server.
We were just looking for a new server
on.
To play on, yeah, and a role playing server. So I guess we chose wrong.
Oh, you know, fair enough.
Or right. I don't know what Lindsay does whenever
you're not playing
we're not at home. She plays by herself.
Ha, ha, ha.
So anyway, that's I still like I would be fine with that. Like the only reason that I don't want the nerve gear or the full dive technology or whatever that to come out is because it's one of those things like so say like Sword Art Online, the show happened, where they're like, oh, well, you're stuck in here, you now live here. And I was like, joke's on you, I wasn't planning on leaving anyway.
What about the bathroom though?
They took care of that.
How? Did they explain that?
I mean, they were all in hospitals on life support, like, by the end of that show.
Jesus. So it was basically a Korean gaming cafe. I'm pretty sure that's what actually happens.
And in Japan.
I never finished my story, by the way.
They straight up have apartments.
I want to mention that the end of that was that I played with my own virtual penis so much, trying to get her to touch it, that I ended up ejaculating all over her virtually. That was embarrassing. So, I want to.
This is like the fourth time I've heard this story.
I want to apologize to her. Maybe I should buy the game again.
Huh. I don't think that Steam will let you return it a second time.
So, Bob returned two games during the Steam sale that he had bought, and he changed his mind on. And then apparently he says he didn't do it, but he returned to the second game and he got an email the next day that said they had successfully returned those two games plus a third that he didn't mean to return. So he had to email and was like, no, I actually want that game. I didn't return that one. I think he maybe did it on accident, but that's still a very funny story.
It's just like, no, wait, please. They just rebuy it and like, no, wait a second.
You already had this game. I did that once with a game. Anyway, so that's the sex talk for the show.
Hope you kids enjoyed your squalor. Welcome back to After Dark.
Next time I'm going to buy the game House Party and play that one. Starring Kid and Play. Anyway, so the motherfucker of the week this week, Jesse has one and I have one. Mine's a little funnier, I guess. Definitely funnier than what he's going to say. Mine, if you've watched...
Well, you want to start with the serious and then go to the haha?
They're both kind of serious. I think mine's is going to be less of an impact. Go ahead with yours first.
Well, okay. So I don't know if you guys remember. I mean, this was back in 2016. You had the shooting of Daniel Shaver in the hotel.
I don't remember most nights.
Oh, fair enough. All right. So just a quick recap on this. Basically, the guy, Daniel Shaver, and some woman, I don't know the relation, I guess wife maybe. I know he was married. Don't know if that was who was in the hotel with him. He had a pellet gun that looked real similar to an actual sniper rifle. He had it in the hotel room. Somebody called the police, so the police come. They had been drinking a little bit in the hotel room. The two of them exit the hotel room. The police have guns trained on them. Daniel Shaver, gives both of them a series of instructions on things they need to do. Put hands on the ground, hands in the air, hands on the ground, cross your legs, now stand up, now crawl to me, etc., etc. And then basically Daniel makes a move where he kind of like, I don't know if he's losing his balance or what, but he moves his hand kind of like behind him, like he looking like he's trying to reach for something. And the police officer, Philip Brailsford, guns him down. Turns out he was completely unarmed. I mean, dude was bawling and begging for his life the whole time. They find out that, I mean, there was nobody else in there. The gun in question was, in fact, a pellet gun. He was just out there in a t-shirt and athletic shorts, so I don't know what the cop thought he was hiding. Regardless, gunned him down. Family charged, or, you know, pressed for murder charges. Obviously, he's a police officer, so he got away with it. However, they did fire him.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Then we find out, this just released yesterday, turns out he got rehired for a day so that he could go on a medical disability retirement plan. Basically, for the rest of his life, he's going to be getting $2,500 a month from the, I guess, Mesa, Arizona pension fund.
Nice. He worked the system.
Yeah. They rehired him so that he could take that retirement. I guess my motherfucker is the city manager and anybody else on the board that approved it. The city manager, his name is Chris Brady. He was the one that said, they did their homework on this where, like, he technically could apply for this because he had PTSD. This whole incident gave him PTSD. So that was the medical reason they were looking for to get this medical retirement. And the rules on it are if you are fired if you're terminated because of a medical or for medical reasons, within 1 year you can pursue this pension fund. So 2 years later he applies for it, and obviously it's been too long, so they rehire him for a day. But he didn't get fired for the PTSD. He got fired for the event that caused the PTSD. So
they didn't find him legally responsible. They didn't find him legally guilty of killing the guy, but they did find him guilty enough to fire him from his job.
Right.
Plus, technically, if you only rehire him for a day, wouldn't it be a year from that day?
I mean, you could do it within a year. But regardless, they hired him for a day so that he could then retire with medical disability.
I could imagine that killing somebody, especially, I don't know, did he kill anybody else ever?
I have no idea.
I could see that could give you legitimate PTSD, killing somebody.
No, like, that's not what I'm arguing. But it's not, like, that is very distinctly not in the guidelines that were set.
You know, it sounds like they fudged the book for him.
Yeah, they absolutely did. They fired him, but basically this was one of those things where, like, well, we fired you because we gotta, because PR, but don't worry, we'll get you taken care of, and take care of him, they did. And when you watch the body cam footage, like, it's pretty gruesome. It's out there on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it. It's pretty graphic. I don't recommend it because dude is, like, sobbing right before it happens. Just like, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. And like I said, out there in the hallway of a hotel, like it was a La Quinta in Arizona. He's just in the hotel. He starts, you know, sobbing, crawling towards the police officer so he can be put in handcuffs. And yeah, cop guns him down.
I don't know what a La Quinta is.
It's an inn and suites. It's Dalton's personal favorite. It's basically everywhere. We stayed in one in Indianapolis. I've stayed in one in Nashville. There's several in St. Louis.
So I saw somebody post. I was going to make this my motherfucker of the week. There's a pastor in Tennessee who was convicted of repeatedly raping his 12-year-old daughter. And he got, or no, not 12-year-old daughter. I think she was 14. But he got 12 years. They were asking for like 76. But he got 12 based on his strong Christian values and his faith. Literally, a Christian judge gave him a smaller sentence because he was a good man who'd done many, many good things for people. And he was a good Christian. And a bunch of 30 people from the church came out in support of him and not his daughter. And one of the people said that this community needs him. The church needs him. We can't let him go to jail, despite the overwhelming evidence that he had raped his daughter repeatedly. So, but disqualified because this actually happened in May, and I guess people are just now catching up to it.
Okay.
Well, it could be that was the trial in May.
The whole article people have been posting was from May.
Oh, it was
yeah.
from May.
Because Haley Tucker posted it originally, and I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. I'm going to look into this. And yeah, it turns out this happened a while back. I guess people are just now, you know, people are drudging up old stuff. So that guy's clearly a motherfucker, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that guy's absolutely a motherfucker.
Allie, would you say he's a motherfucker?
Yes.
Would you say he's a motherfucker?
I agree with you.
So my motherfucker of the week instead is apparently... You've all seen the viral video of the girl licking the ice cream. Have we all seen this at this point?
Oh,
I've
yeah.
Seen, I've heard of it. I haven't actually
seen
the
I've
video.
Also
I don't
heard
watch
of it.
Viral videos.
I haven't
or the
seen
news
the video,
or
but
Facebook
I've seen,
or...
No.
You really do just live with your head under the ground like an ostrich. Well, okay, there was a girl that they have on video opening a ice cream tub in a convenience store,
now,
licking
I've
it.
I've seen the fridge closed saying
that's what this
locked
is from.
And stuff. Yeah. No, I haven't seen her actually from. Licking it.
Yeah, so they found this girl. She's apparently underage. So they can't actually like prosecute her like they wanted to originally. So she's going to juvenile court because they were originally going to look for like a big sentence for this. Well, the problem is that this has now started a trend. People, this is the new viral challenge, is going into supermarkets and fucking with things. There's video of people licking ice cream. There's one of a guy opening a tea, like a big Arizona tea bottle, and spitting in it and closing it.
People are dumb.
Yeah, this is the new thing.
I mean, that's why seals exist.
Yeah.
Also, well, you're absolutely right. And that's what somebody says. Like, if it's something that could be sealed and the seal's broken, don't buy it.
Don't,
right.
Yeah.
But it's still the fact that these people are doing it.
No, yeah. Like, just be careful, though, that it might not necessarily be like, sure, there's a half a dozen incidences. But one of those things that gets blown out of proportion.
Oh, yeah. It's not like
there were really only four kids, I think, or something like that, that actually ate Tide Pods.
But no, there were definitely more than that. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is a widespread thing. I just don't want it to turn into a widespread thing because the internet really likes to take these weird challenges or whatever and make them a big thing. And this is like, I cannot believe that there would be any amount of people that would do this and think it's funny. And not only that, but apparently people are now also doing it and faking it. One guy got arrested because he did the ice cream challenge, but he actually bought it. And
I was actually
it.
About to say a lot of people are probably like
recording it and then taking it back out
and then yeah. just purchasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's still like that's a bad precedent.
Yeah,
so I think anybody that's doing that those are definitely some motherfuckers right there. Like,
I mean, anybody that's doing this challenge is absolutely a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anybody that's doing like that where they open it, lick it, put it back, then end video, then pick it back up and buy it. You're still kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And a karma whore, or I guess whatever the Insta whore.
The attention whore.
Whatever you want to call it. Social media person. Like, yeah. We call on Reddit, they're called karma whores.
I get what you're saying, though. The people that are looking for that pop. They want that.
Yeah, they want those likes.
They want those likes.
They want that internet attention.
Smash the like button if you want to see me spitting this drink someone's going to buy.
Yeah, they want them internet points.
Oh, speaking of that.
Wherever.
Speaking of that, this isn't on my list, but I do want to mention that. So you remember Belle Delphine, I think is her name, that we talked about like the last show we did? She's the girl that she's an Instagram girl. I guess gamer or whatever, and she posted the picture of herself and said, "This picture gets a million likes, I'll open a Pornhub account."
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that the picture she posted was actually her completely naked with little black X's over her nipples. That's fine. That's whatever. What she's doing now is she put out a video where she's in her tub. She's in a tub, bathing, and she puts the water in a bottle. She's now selling bottles of her bath water for $30 a piece. It's called Gamer Girl Bath Water,
and it goes on. She also posted Gamer Girl Chewed Gum and Gamer Girl Pee.
No, that's fake.
Was it?
That was fake.
Okay.
Because that's apparently a thing. Someone faked that one, and they also faked a picture of people getting sick because they drank her bath water, and she apparently had a sexually transmitted disease. That's all just done to, yeah.
That's that. The last one is dumb. Like, if you were to talk about she was using bath salts and it, like, fucked them up, then all right. But
you can't just drink bath water from someone that has an STD and suddenly you have to be rushed to the hospital. It's not like a goddamn virus from Outbreak. Like, the monkey didn't scratch
you. It's not going to kill you.
But, yeah, so she's selling this gamer girl water, and there's two camps. There's the, oh, that's terrible. She should be ashamed of herself. This is stupid. And people, well, three camps. People that are like, oh, that's kind of dumb, but whatever. She's making money. Good for her. And people that are like, here's $30. Please send me your bath water. They're probably the same people that buy that VR game. I did not buy the bath water, by the way. I would like to point that out right now.
Yeah, because I was about to say that Venn diagram's really, really small there, Shannon.
I am personally in the camp that I think this is stupid as hell.
Yeah.
But so is America. And if she's making, she's actually British, but that's not the point. If she's making money off of it, and if people are willing to buy it, good for her.
You know, that's the thing. Like, if someone told me, like, I will give you $30 for your bath water, sold.
I don't even take baths, bitch.
I'll take one.
Yeah.
I'll start taking baths.
Who the fuck takes baths anymore?
People take them to relax when they
you know who takes,
you have a big enough tub.
I say, you know who takes baths? Bob. Skinny hot girls. They love baths.
Bob's got that big old jacuzzi.
Yeah, he tried it. It ain't as big as it sounded. He said he did not fit well in it.
Yeah, I didn't think it looked that large.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to try it.
I just kind of glanced at it. I just assumed.
You could just go the Tanner route and buck it.
God bless America.
God bless America indeed.
If there's a market for it, then she's taking advantage of it by all means. You do you, homie.
Allie, you're a feminist. What do you think?
I think whoever has the money to spend $30 on someone else's bath water is interesting.
They are the problem.
Yeah.
Like, I do not blame her at all for doing this. The weirdos that are actually paying for it, now those guys.
Lindsay, you're the opposite of a feminist. What do you think about this?
It's gross.
I'm assuming she keeps her underwear on, maybe?
I mean, either way, you're still buying soapy used water.
Okay,
that's just nasty.
But let's not pretend that this is the first time someone's done something like this.
Oh, no, people have done worse. They sell their underwear and everything else.
There are vending machines in Japan
that has worn underwear that you... Yeah.
Yeah, Japan also has a lot of other issues.
Japan has a lot of issues.
I became more aware of recently.
The groping?
Yeah.
The train groping? Yeah, it's real bad over there. Yeah.
Very repressed people. What have you heard about recently?
Well, I didn't really know, but also...
There's a show in Japan coming up. I'll just field this real quick. Yeah. Wrestle Kingdom. They actually have a section for women only because the groping is such a problem.
Damn.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Great technology. Weird people.
Plus, they're suppressed enough that not everyone speaks up about it, and that's why nothing gets done.
Yeah, it said less than 10% of people that are groped report it.
Yeah.
Fuck. If it's a bad enough problem that you have to have sections, because they have trains dedicated for only women because it's such a problem, and that's only based on 10% of the incidents, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal.
You should ask
Megan. That's a real problem.
Oh, she's told me she's got groped on a train once.
She's been groped on the train? Wow.
So we talked about it earlier.
Needless to say, she said something.
Well, she's American.
I blame their massive and really strange restrictions on pornography.
I blame their...
There's a lot of things to blame.
Yeah, see, I blame the fact that their society is so strict. Like, there's such an emphasis on schooling and stuff like that, that they probably really, you know...
They need that release.
It's a lot of stress.
They can't get it.
And the best way to release is to go on a train and grab some girl that's just standing there minding her own business.
Mm.
But if she could see...
Harass and permanently scar random people, yeah, that's
if
great.
If she could see the thick cock inside of his pants, she would
Jesus
want him
Christ.
To rape her.
I don't think it works that way.
Jesus
Why?
Christ.
That's another thing. No, that's another thing that I think Haley posted. It was direct message between this girl trying to sell her iPhone to a guy and... The girl said, yeah, it's for sale. Where do you want to meet? And he offered a place and then said, or you could just give me your address and I'll come over there. We could do it. And she's like, sorry, I don't give my address out to people. And he gets offended by it, saying, what, are you afraid you're going to be raped? And like goes on this big rant, just forgets the phone and starts talking about how women need to stop worrying about being raped. It never really happens. Women just lie.
This is
a fake problem.
This is a fake problem. I'm a nice guy. I would never do that. Let me come over and I'll show you I won't rape you.
I'll show you I won't rape you and then you can trust men again.
Yeah.
And then it follows with, if you see...
It ends with, if you could see the thick cock in my pants, you would want me to rape you.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
God damn, that is unfortunate.
Living
that
in
incel
America.
Motherfucker.
He'd be the motherfucker of the week if we found out who he was. All right, let's get off these topics. Let's talk about something. Lindsay had a book report she did.
It's not a book report.
Asa Gray,
Asa's fault.
Who has no affiliation with this program, by the way. He gave us the idea on Tuesday to talk about Disney conspiracy theories. We were talking about like Pokemon conspiracy theories and stuff. And I thought it was a fun thing. So I had Lindsay compile some of the best Disney conspiracy theories that she could find. Do you guys know of any conspiracy theories off the top of your head?
No.
You are a liar.
Okay, I know a few.
Every movie is connected.
Yes.
Well, there's multiple theories on that.
Or also the real ones, like
Walt Disney's head is frozen.
Nope,
in the
not what I was gonna say. I was gonna mention the Little Mermaid has the penis.
That actually was legit. The first release of the film, the
That's
person that was drawing
theory.
The art was getting fired or laid off or something, and so they snuck a penis in before also, the art was released.
We could probably just call this the seedy side of Disney, because there's a lot that goes into it, not just conspiracy theories, but there's that. There's what movie is it where there are like naked women in frames or something? No, what am I thinking?
In one of the original original VHS releases of The Rescuers, yeah. An editor did sneak a porn photo in one of the window frames when is it Wilbur or Orville in the first one? I don't remember. Whichever bird it is diving down off the roof, one of the windows, you go back, it's literally just a frame. As far as it goes, but it was only in the very first release. It has been since edited out. So if you want to find it, you better have an original Black Diamond VHS copy of The Rescuers.
It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
There's also, this isn't Disney. I was going to say Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but that's not a Disney movie. Just Mickey was in it.
Spielberg was the one that directed. I know, but they had to get a bunch of different.
Yeah, because that had also
that
had,
I don't know
the Looney Tunes and Disney characters. Yeah.
But that was the one with Jessica Rabbit, where there's a few frames
I
where she's
still
not wearing
panties.
I
don't know how legit that one.
No, it's real. I just looked up a picture of it. Yeah, they forgot to draw her underwear on, or someone purposely left her underwear off in the scene.
It's just flesh toned.
Yeah. I don't think it's back in those days, so I don't know if you can make out details very well.
But it's like one of those things you don't see anything.
Plus,
but
I imagine Jessica Rabbit would have a turtle shell.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any pubic hair on Jessica Rabbit. No. Just for the record.
There's no way that woman has any hair anywhere other than on top of her head.
Yeah, and that's probably fake.
I mean, even her eyebrows are drawn.
They were.
Yeah. Now, I remember.
That's probably a wig, too.
The way honestly. It was sitting on her head?
Yeah. So, Lindsay, tell us some of these Disney facts.
Conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Conspiracy theories.
Okay, so, yes, please determine, if they're legit or if they're conspiracy theories.
Well, I don't know on all of them.
Just name them all, and we'll go over them piece by piece.
Do you want, scary stuff first? Do you want Pixar stuff first?
How much of that is
it? I got, 3 pages.
Oh, we only have, 10 minutes for this.
I mean, I didn't know how long you were going to make the show.
Well, I also want to talk.
We still got, 20 minutes.
We have 30 minutes, but I also want to talk about Stranger Things.
Oh, right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Pick your favorite one.
Give me something to narrow down.
Just go from the beginning. We can go through this.
Yeah, but some of these are meh.
All right, give me your favorite one.
Give us some good ones. What's the scary ones?
The scary ones in
West Philadelphia.
Sleeping Beauty. I'm not Sleeping Beauty. In Snow White, Prince Charming is actually personification of death. That when he comes up and kisses her, he's actually taking her soul. And the whole he has a white horse. It's the pale horse. And when she's waving goodbye to the dwarves, it's because she's leaving this world completely.
All right, I feel like this is clearly Redditors that had too much time on their hands.
I mean, I like that dark twist to it. It's interesting.
I hate things that leave up to interpretation, because I don't go there to
interpret things.
Well, that's
what
most
of these
things.
Conspiracies
I like being
are.
Told my story.
I like being told exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Keep going.
I'm sucking the fun out of it.
I'm not trying.
I like the one that... Mother Gothel from Tangled is actually the Evil Queen from Snow White.
I mean, they even look alike.
That she didn't actually die when she fell off the cliff, and then she discovered the magic flower that kept her young. You still haven't watched Tangled?
I have not.
What's wrong with there's a conspiracy theory?
Well, the one time that they had it at the theaters and they're reshowing it, you guys weren't available to go, and I wasn't going to go by myself.
You know, there's a thing called VHSs. You can rent them.
Where can I rent a VHS, Shannon?
Blockbuster, if you can find one.
They don't even have VHSs anymore. Our Blockbuster hasn't had a VHS since 2003.
Oh, we haven't had a Blockbuster since 2003.
We have ours closed in 2011.
Go on, we're listening.
Yeah, but you.
We're not arguing.
Yeah, you are. Okay, you want to go back to Roger Rabbit?
That's not Disney.
Yeah, well, it's got Disney characters in it, and it was under my stuff that I looked up.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
I do love some Roger Rabbit.
Basically, Roger Rabbit is just one big allegory for segregation. Because all the tunes are
completely
separated.
No,
it takes place
that's
in the
not
1940s.
A conspiracy
yeah,
theory.
That's far less subtle than the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like saying that the X-Men is a conspiracy theory for basically the same thing.
Do you have the one on there about Daffy Duck or Donald Duck saying the N-word?
No.
Okay, that needs to be on there.
Oh, the one where it's the
him
trick.
And Daffy are playing piano. back to back. And Daffy's mouthing off to Donald Duck, and Donald Duck says what sounds like very much dumb, dumb, stupid N-word.
Uh-huh.
And I said that to, I think it was Allie, Asa, and Dalton. We did a PW, and they were like, oh, whatever. And I played it for him, and Asa was like, holy shit, that is exactly what he says.
But it might be one of those things. What was the one that went around recently with Donald?
Oh, no. It was it Sesame Street or something?
No, yeah, it was Sesame Street.
That's a fucking great idea or something.
Oh, yeah, it was Elmo. Yeah. It's a fucking great idea.
Sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah, depending on what you see and hear, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on what you think.
Right.
Right. It's your brain that's causing the auditory illusion.
That's weird. That's weird. Explain that, atheist.
Well, there's also, like, it can also happen if you are reading something. Someone can be making the same, saying the same thing, but if the word changes enough.
You're talking about EVP?
No. But if you can change the word as long as it sounds close enough, you will hear a different word. You will hear the word you read.
I don't think there's any science to back that up. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go to Frozen for a moment.
Yes.
The most obvious one on that's always floating around is that Frozen, Tangled, The Little Mermaid, and Tarzan are all connected.
Well, Tangled is definitely, because she's at the end of the movie, isn't she?
She shows up for the...
The wedding.
Yeah, they're an Easter egg for the coronation.
Yeah,
she and Flynn are there.
So that's
which, definitely
which
they're
connected.
Supposed to be cousins. In
Who's
that
cousins?
Sense.
Flynn and her
no!
cousins?
No! God damn it.
Anna and
Rapunzel.
Elsa and Rapunzel.
Yes.
Oh, so where did they set cousins. That? Where did they set Tangled at? Alabama?
Because the idea is that like Anna and Elsa's parents actually died
going to their wedding.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's why they went to the coronation, because they felt, oh, we should go pay respects and go to this, because they came to our thing and died.
And then that shipwreck was in The Little Mermaid.
Because Tangled supposedly takes place in Germany, and Frozen takes place in Lake Norway, and Little Mermaid is Denmark. So as the ship is going up, that's where the wreckage would be. And the ship that Ariel explores is the parent ship. And then the other additive on that is that the parents didn't drown. They ended up on an island, and that Tarzan is actually Anna and Elsa's little brother. But Tarzan takes place in Africa, and there's no way they swam from Norway.
I was about
to
say, the Tarzan one was new to me. Yeah. I hadn't heard that one.
Did the timelines match up?
Are
there even timelines?
All of them are so vague. It's just that
the timelines
once
could
upon a time, blah,
easily
blah, blah.
Match up. For the three movies, not necessarily Tarzan. Like I said, that one, someone's really grasping at straws for that one.
Yeah.
But definitely for Tangled and Frozen and Little Mermaid absolutely could be.
And then
you hear about this black Ariel? I'm fine with it.
Same. People need to get over it.
Like we talked about it a little bit on Nerd Up, and my only stipulation for this is that, okay, cool, Terry Crews now has to be King Triton.
He wants to.
He does. He started a petition.
Seen his muscles?
He wants to be so mad.
I have. I've seen his muscles. I need it to happen. I need it in my life.
I need Terry Crews with the giant beard and long hair.
Yes,
now,
and
now
the fucking
there might
Triton.
Be someone else that might argue, though, because in Once Upon a Time, Ernie Hudson was Triton.
Oh, he's black, too.
And I like Ernie Hudson, don't get me wrong, but I'm gonna point you back to Terry Crews.
I'm going
to
need to see Ernie.
Because in the cartoon, Triton had abs.
I'm going to need to see Ernie Hudson's abs.
I don't think he's got them.
I don't think he's
going to
be that good.
Especially if you compare him to Terry Crews, no.
But Terry Crews is also going to be He-Man in the new movie.
Fine with that, too.
Terry Crews is everybody.
I'm fine with that. Terry Crews is a treasure. He needs to be in more things.
So if we stick with Frozen.
Although, you know what really broke me?
What?
The picture I sent you is Bambi, but it's a T-Rex on the cover.
Yes, I don't understand it, but I like it.
Well, you're putting people in there that don't, like, well, why can't a T-Rex play the deer now?
Oh, that's what okay. I just saw, I'm like, okay, it's a T-Rex and Bambi, okay? I don't get it, whatever.
Did you know there was a Godzilla short before the 1985 movie? Or maybe it was King Kong. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Where it's Bambi in the woods. It's very hard to find.
Oh, you've shown me.
Yeah, it's super hard to find. But it's Bambi's in the woods, and then all of a sudden, it's like really serene, and then Godzilla just stomps her. That's it. That's the whole short. All right.
Okay, well, if you're going to take a segue with Bambi, Kazuki. Gaston killed Bambi's mom.
I know. I was there.
In the opening scenes of Beauty and the Beast, you see they basically reused footage of Bambi's mom drinking in a stream. And then you see the deer head in his... in the bar.
That's not fair, though, because didn't Disney reuse a lot of footage?
They did.
That's like yes. part of
and
their
they,
thing.
They reused a lot of even animation sequences yeah. they reused
they,
several
they
times.
They used it as reference, but that's just
reference in the sense that they copied it and just pasted a new character on it.
No, they redrew it, but they used the
scene
as that's, reference.
It was basically
yes.
Psycho with Vince Vaughn. Like, it's completely different, but
it's
exactly the
it,
same.
Though. They didn't just trace it. They used it as reference to redraw.
Boy, they redrew that shit perfectly.
They were different animals. Yes, because the dance scene in Robin Hood is the dance scene in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs,
and it's the exact same thing.
Yes, but they are animals, not a princess and two dwarves stacked up on top of each other dancing.
It's the weirdest argument I've ever had on this show. What is happening?
Oh no!
Go on.
I don't know. You're making me mad.
I'm gonna post that video on
so
Facebook.
Mean. You go right on ahead.
The hide in. Hercules a scar.
That's just an Easter egg.
But I don't
yeah.
know if that's that. Well,
because the magic carpet's in Beauty and the Beast, and then Belle is in Hunchback of Notre Dame. You can see Mickey, Goofy, and Donald in The Little Mermaid.
Okay, but does that...
they're Easter eggs.
You say Easter eggs, but to me that means that this is canonically...
Canonical.
What is it?
Canonical?
Canonical. Or? Canonically. Those are all together. If I see Mickey Mouse in the background of Aladdin, that means Mickey Mouse exists in the world of Aladdin. To me. Am I the only one?
It was intended as an Easter egg.
It was an Easter egg.
Yeah, but once you put them there, that inserts them into that world.
It depends how they're in that world.
It also depends on the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Is it actually that character, or is it just a picture of that character? Because that could just mean that...
But when you have Scar, like his pelt on the ground, like... That's pretty obvious, that scar. It's hard to go like...
I mean, or it could just be another line with a scar.
The same scar. That's possible.
Scar,
but
same coloring.
Yeah. I know it's an Easter egg, but I don't know.
But it's also like...
Weird.
What I was talking about, or what I was going to say a second ago, you have to look at the source material. These are kids' movies.
Yeah.
They're not trying to get that deep.
They're not trying to go with that. They're trying to like leave in fun Easter eggs for people to find.
Well, that's where they tie together that Jane is the great-granddaughter of Belle, because in one of the Tarzan scenes, the tea set is clearly Mrs. Potts and Chip and the same pattern and everything.
So, did you have the one there about Beauty and the Beast and the fact that Beast killed so many people?
No, but I do remember that one.
Because the argument being that all of the people
everything
were turned into yeah. So everything he smashed
people he
were
killed.
People. Yeah. So yeah, Beast was just a fucking murderer, but he turned handsome. Yeah. So,
and everybody turned back to normal.
Well, except the people. Oh God, you go down to that room and there's just corpses everywhere.
I do have one that Chip is the Beast's illegitimate child.
Chip from Chippendale?
No, the cup Chip.
That would be a way
that
funnier
was an
story.
SNL skit.
Oh yeah, where he was fucking the yeah.
Well, this was more along the lines of he just ignored the child and Mrs. Potts stepped up and took it as her own kid to take care of.
Oh, no, we thought you were going
way
with that.
Too older
he fucked the pot.
Well, that's what SNL went with.
Yeah. SNL knows
and
what
made a
doing.
Chipmunk.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay. Next.
No.
Yes. We're having fun.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Are you not entertaining?
I'm really not.
Oh, like, why? We're entertaining these thoughts. Go ahead.
Yes, but you're going off on so many tangents, I'm losing my track, and I just don't want to do it now.
God, depressing. Keep going. Come on. We're just going to push back the Stranger Things till next week, because we only have about 15 minutes now.
Let's just go on to Stranger Things, because I'm not having fun with this anymore.
I'll be polite, and I'll stop mocking
you.
No. Go ahead.
No, I just legitimately... I'm bored with this now. I'm sorry.
You wrote out. Let me see the list.
I didn't write it enough that you're going to pick up what it is.
Oh,
it's all...
I disagree.
Okay.
Watch my knowledge of Disney here.
Go
okay.
for it. All right. Read my chicken scratch and poor spelling.
Aladdin takes place in a post-apocalyptic future. Where do you get that from?
Because the genie has all kinds of different references to current
pop culture,
yet he has been trapped in... the lamp for 10,000 years.
See, I always thought that was more of the genie was...
It's magic.
Is magic, so he can see the future and the past.
That's the breaking of it.
I got all of these. Don't worry.
Okay.
We already did that one. Recess is purgatory.
That one does not hold up at all.
because their time frames are super weird.
Tailspin, animals take over the world.
Yes, basically there's an episode where Baloo talks about the Great War, and if you go back to Jungle Book, basically King Louie is wanting to be like the humans, and they have a giant war where the animals overtake the human population and then just take over.
Wanna walk like you, talk like you.
Are you doing the live action one or the cartoon?
It's the same song.
Yeah, but it wasn't the live action one a little bit different? Like it was more.
Yeah, so it was a little. Because
it was Christopher Walken,
and it was awesome.
It's a giant monkey.
Yeah, super cool.
Andy's mom is actually Emily.
Yes.
I don't know who Emily is.
Emily was Jesse's owner from back then. Oh. And what ties it there is at the beginning of Toy Story, Andy is wearing the same hat that Jesse has. It's the red hat with the white piping that would have been the girl's hat rather than the Woody hat that would have been made for the boys.
When did Woody's hat change? Like to the...
His hat was always brown, but the hat that Andy has on is red.
Right.
And so when merchandise would have been made, it would have been his mom's hat from the Jesse doll, because the Woody doll was his dad's.
I forgot that Andy had a hat. Like, for some reason, I know you said Andy. I heard Woody.
Uh-huh.
Like, Woody had a red hat at the beginning. I was like, when the fuck did he change hats? I don't remember this happening at all.
I found your hat. I'm Woody. Well, howdy, howdy, howdy.
What's her name? Not Belle. Bo Peep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She changed outfits in the new movie.
I haven't seen the new movie yet.
Well, neither have I, but I know she has a different outfit. She's got like a more action related outfit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying that it couldn't happen or anything that.
Could
I
it was... happen? Is it? She's a toy. Why would she?
She's a porcelain doll. Hers, I don't understand the logic.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all now.
I mean, like my grandma had porcelain dolls, and their outfits were entirely interchangeable.
Yes, but she was part of a lamp.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
Wait, your porcelain dolls could change clothing?
Like, the porcelain, like, the hands and the face are porcelain. The rest was a doll.
Right.
But she was part of a legit lamp.
Yeah, I thought she was just all porcelain.
You know, if she is all porcelain, then no, it does not make sense for her to be able to change.
I need to look that up, because I'm curious about that.
Which, if you look at the original textures, her entire body and dress are all the same texture.
See, I thought so, too. I'm going to look that up real quick.
But then again, like, a lot of things were the same texture back in the first Toy Story movie. Because
they couldn't do fabric textures as well. They were trying to keep stuff. Almost everything was plastic, with a few exceptions.
Yeah, because the dog's hair texture was exactly the same as the grass texture, which is the same as, you know, concrete texture. And
okay, so looking back on it, it actually does look like Bo Peep's outfit was cloth in the original movie. So, like,
it could have been something that could be changed.
Yeah, her body is definitely like shiny, but the clothes look legit. Like, she actually has lace and stuff. So,
clothes look matte.
I'll give it to her.
Okay. Have you recently? I've seen I don't know if it was real, but I saw a couple articles about the recent changes to one of the older Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. No. It's, so there's an outtake in Toy Story 2, I think, where they have the old prospector, and he's in a box with two Barbies.
I can get you in a role.
it's the casting couch joke.
Yeah,
and they cut that out of.
No, that was in the end scenes.
Yeah, no, they took it out
when they were. Well, they put it in the bonus features because I've seen it.
No, I mean they've cut it out of
like
all
just now.
Oh, okay.
All current versions, they've cut it out.
Oh, because it's too adult.
Yeah, because it's in the Me Too movement era. You know.
Not a joke that needs to really be.
It's a joke.
It is.
I thought that was stupid when I heard that. Like, it's because of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
It's exactly because of Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. Because that's pretty much exactly what he did. And it's an old joke of, like, the casting couch. Like, you want to be a star, you got to sleep with the producer. But then it turns out that actually is how it went for all those girls.
Yeah, it was a joke for everybody watching, but everybody in Hollywood, you know. Kind of horrified.
Everyone knows, and I'm still just stuck in this.
Well, because even what's the guy from Family Guy? What's his name?
Seth MacFarlane.
He made a joke at like an Academy Awards years ago
about Harvey Weinstein.
About Harvey Weinstein saying now women have to stop. You know, I heard this actress is doing well for herself now. She can stop pretending to find him attractive, and everybody laughed. But it was like, except what is this one? Gaston is a something for the death of Prince Charming.
He's basically an allegory for that. Because prior to Beauty and the Beast, all of the princesses, their goal was to find a man to be happy. And Belle kind of didn't want the Prince Charming rescue.
Okay, but I want to know exactly what that word is.
I don't know what I wrote.
Because it looks like nephew.
Metaphor. It's probably metaphor.
Okay, yeah, I see that now. But I thought Gaston is a nephew of the death of I was like, what? I'm not sure what that one means. All right.
Once again, my poor handwriting.
Peter Pan kills off the lost boys who grow up. Fuck!
Yeah. And that's kind of in the books in general. Like the
even Rufio?
Especially yes. Rufio.
Oh, Rufio died anyway.
Yeah,
he did. That's why I said especially Rufio.
Basically, in the book, it's kind of vague. It says the numbers of the Lost Boys vary, and it's a combination of them dying between their pirate battles, or once they hit 13, Peter kills them. Because they can't grow up.
I'd like to see that movie. Halloween Town, Calibur. Is it Calibur?
Maybe.
Calabar?
Calabar. Yeah.
Says...
Basically, they're stating that the Halloween Town TV show and the Halloween Town and Nightmare Before Christmas are the same place.
What do you mean Halloween Town TV show? What is that?
The holiday special.
The movie.
Is it a live action movie?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But basically, the movie Halloween Town would have come first because then it's just a normal town. Everyone just kind of has the spirit of Halloween. Everyone's kind of like, there's still like monsters and Halloween-y things, but they're all just kind of upbeat and normal days and things that way. And then once you get to the Tim Burton one, literally their Halloween Town, it's darker, they're all a little creepier, and they pretty much live to create Halloween for the mortals, and it just goes in this never-ending cycle. Well, Calabar didn't like the mortals. He wanted everything to just be like Halloween Town, and he didn't necessarily die, but his war didn't work, and so as a result, and for compensation, now the people of Halloween Town purposely serve just making Halloween for the mortal world.
Who was Calabar?
He was the mayor. He was very two-faced, much like
literally the two-faced mayor.
Yeah, that's
I never
one of the
knew
comparisons.
His name's Calabar?
Yes.
I always thought it was just the mayor.
Yeah, it was.
Nightmare Before Christmas is just the mayor.
Oh, Halloween Town.
Halloween Town, it was Calabar.
Because I was thinking, like, wow, that's a really interesting, because I knew Calabar was the bad guy in Halloween Town. I was like, damn, he was the mayor in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like, that's
cool,
real
shit.
Close. Yeah, that's a real good link.
I wonder if there's, like, and then I was sitting there thinking, like, I wonder if there's an origin for Calabar, like, where that.
Nightmare Before Christmas came out before Halloween Town, so they would have had to have given the name
right
from there,
but I was thinking like maybe there's a common connection between the two,
the
like their name
thing
for a,
is that
a
they're
mythical
both
figure
faced and they dress similar. That's the biggest comparisons between the two.
What happened to Poa
from Moana the pig, because after a certain point you don't see the pig anymore, yet it was in all of the major marketing for Moana.
I thought the pig just got left on the island.
Yeah.
Well, it did, but then you never see it again.
Oh, fair enough.
At all in the entire film. And so the conspiracy with it is that the pig doesn't actually exist. It's Moana's imaginary friend for when she's afraid of things and kind of helps give her courage. Because once her grandmother passes, you never see the pig again because she's kind of grown up at that point.
Huh.
And there is only one piece of media that kind of countercuts that, I guess, and there's a picture where Hey Hey is standing on its head, which means that it would have to be real because something else is interacting with it.
Mm-hmm. Pua, by the way. Pua,
yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing this pig now.
I wonder if there's more of the pig in like some cut scenes or something like
that. I just assumed they ate him.
I don't know.
Why do you think they have animals like that to eat? What do you think happens to Hey Hey eventually?
Well, no, because they wouldn't eat Hey Hey because he would he was too skinny.
Dude, I was like, yeah, did you see how scrawny Hey Hey
like,
was?
That was a thing. Like, they were going to try and eat him, and she was like, no, you don't eat Hey Hey. Like,
you just have him as a pet from now on. Sven's frozen mother.
Okay, so Sven is very,
which
very...
Which one's Sven?
He's the reindeer.
Okay.
So he's very attached to Kristoff. But if you look at what he's wearing, it's clearly reindeer pelts. And so they're saying that he is wearing Sven's mother, and that's why Sven is so attached to him, because he smells like his mother.
That's creepy. Bing Bong's...
Monster death? So
what do you mean monster death?
So Bing Bong is Riley's imaginary friend.
What's Bing Bong from again?
Inside Out.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your friend who likes to sing?
Bing Bong.
But with
don't look
this
at me
one,
like that. That was tragic.
Bing Bong might not have actually been an imaginary friend. He may have actually been a monster and worked when they switched over from scaring to laughing. And after he lost his connection with her door, he just became a memory. And then, so he kind of had like a double death.
That's neat.
Yeah.
This is one that I have always known. World of Cars is the future without humans.
Yes.
Clearly. It's also one of the dumbest fucking movies of all time.
The first one is good.
It is not. We are not the target audience for that film.
No, we are not.
Because I remember watching the second one in Pennsylvania with her and her friends.
Oh, that one was terrible.
They wanted to go watch it in theaters. And I just remember thinking, like, they had couches. I'm like, what the fuck they have couches for?
It was so bad.
Who's sitting on the couch? A car?
The interesting part on that one, though, is that it kind of came down to, like, the beginning of, like, automated stuff. But then as the cars became sentient, they pulled out memories and personalities from the last person that actually drove them. And that's how it kind of evolved from there.
So Jeff Foxworthy literally drove, or not Jeff Foxworthy, was it?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Drove Mater?
I guess. if you want to be that literal with it.
All right. So some of these she did write for herself, and I can't read it. So I'm just going to read what I think it is.
Okay.
This could be a fun bit in itself.
Mole-ass revenge.
Oh, Mufasa's revenge.
Mufasa's. Okay. Well, there's no A between the two S's, so it's Muff-ass.
Muff-ass.
Muff-ass revenge, which I think so... I saw that movie.
I imagine that was a VR game you saw there on the list.
All right, so it's Muff-ass revenge controls weather with pig right.
What?
Now you tell us what it actually is.
Okay, so basically, once he's dead, like there's the scene where he like speaks to Simba through the clouds, and mm-hmm. Rafiki says that he's like in the wind and everything that way. Well, Mufasa's so pissed off about what happens, he's the one that causes the drought. And is causing all the animals to, like, starve until he gets his revenge.
Jeez. So Mufasa was, like, a god?
He was just a really angry spirit.
Became a god-ish. Yeah, right. Spirit is a better word for it.
Killing fairy groom Cybus Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, shoot.
Just for the record, I'm not making fun of her because I also have chicken scratch handwriting.
I know. Calhoun, in the long run, ended up having to actually kill her groom because he got eaten by the cybug, and the cybugs transform into whatever they consume. So in her tragic backstory where her groom is killed and then she has to kill the cybug, she's actually killing him again.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Impa's new murder, fly spider.
Oh yeah, the Emperor's New Groove. There is a random scene where he's out in the wilderness kind of freaking out about all the different things that could kill him, and there's a little cut scene of a fly getting trapped in a spider web, and it's screaming, help me, and then the spider's like, it's too late, and then eats it. But in this movie, the only animals that speak are animals that were once human that got turned into animals, so that was a premeditated murder.
Jeez, that's dark, too.
Because yeah, he tries to talk to other animals, and they don't respond.
Monan is a demigod.
Moana.
Ocean is her friend.
The ocean turned Moana into a demigod, which is why she ended up being taken to the island where Maui was, and why she was only able to, like, go to the different places that he's like, no mortals set foot here and all that stuff.
Finding Nemo, the stages of grief.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we've all heard that one.
Yeah. Nemo's not actually, he doesn't actually exist, and it's just Marlin going through the stages of grief.
Okay, this one's going to be rough. Because I know what she's trying to say, but I'm just reading it.
Moving poor spelling, poor handwriting.
Dr. Fasul is them dad.
Dr. Facilier is Tiana's dad.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie yet either.
We know that her dad died in the war, or at least that's what she thinks. Well, maybe he made a deal with a demon and got a second chance at life as Dr. Facilier. And that's how he talks to the other
spirits.
Keith
David.
I understand. Like, I have nothing.
It's so good.
I'm not avoiding the film. It just has not been.
You just have not put any effort into seeing it.
Do I just need to lend you, like, the later half of my Disney collection?
I mean, you don't necessarily need to lend me a lot of it.
Wait for Disney Plus.
Or that.
Which you'll get. So.
It's true. I don't recall either of them being on Hulu or Netflix at any point.
They have both been on Hulu and Netflix.
Well,
because I have watched them multiple times on them because I was too lazy to get my disc out.
Netflix clearly doesn't know me because it never recommended either film to me.
Do you ever look under kids' movies?
No.
I ain't no goddamn kid.
But I watch other Disney movies on Netflix all the time.
Fall Resire, Churches Gave All Magic Ball.
Oh, okay.
Response for All Bad TBS.
Fantasia is the reason that
I'm not making
magic is in everything. Basically, Cherenbog is a demon of bad fortune and magic and stuff that way. And he is the reason all the other villains have magic to make things happen in the Disney universe.
That makes sense because I think it's Kingdom Hearts. He's the final bad guy. Well, he's like the big bad in Kingdom Hearts. If I remember correctly, I've asked Dalton about that one. Dalton, let me know.
Cherenbog.
Up, Carl's life, the afterlife.
Basically, Up is Carl is dead, and it's...
Is Carl the old man?
Yes, yeah. And it's him being led to the afterlife.
What a shitty afterlife.
Russell is his angel earning his wings as they go through stuff, and also kind of like the... He's in the form of a child because him and his wife never got to have kids.
Wasn't Hey Hey in that one too?
No.
It was
his
a dog
name
that
was
could talk.
Kevin. And
oh,
he
that's
was
right.
a.
What, wasn't there a bird though?
Yes, that's Kevin. And he was a snipe? Is that what they were calling him?
That's not real.
I know, but that's the point. They were calling him a snipe.
Wally.
Wally destroyed all of the other
ended life
recycling
on Earth.
Robots. And because of him, the Earth never got cleaned up because he killed all of the other robots for parts.
Jafar is the hero.
Yes.
Jafar.
Yes. Jafar is the actual hero in Aladdin because the Sultan didn't govern properly and was just more interested in his toys.
I liked him in the new movie, too. Peter Pan's shadow is the window to hell.
Kind of.
Or actually...
That one is basically Peter Pan is young forever because he made a deal with the devil, and that's kind of tied
with Dr. Facilier
because his shadow acts on its own as well.
Also, Chernberg.
Cherenbog.
Cherenbog. All the same guy. The Incredibles, no capes. Nope. I'm going to get this one. Stratigates.
Stratigate. Okay, so
please.
So with Stratigate, when she died,
who's Stratigate?
She was a hero that had a cape in her costume, and she got sucked into a jet engine of a plane, which therefore, in aftermath, would have caused the plane to crash and probably killed everyone on that plane as well, which would have added into the heroes being blamed for all the collateral damage and whatnot, which led to people not wanting superheroes anymore. And then in turn... Edna probably made her costume and got all upset because of the capes, which is why she's always no capes. But more likely than not, she also made Syndrome's costume and gave him a cape to kind of make up for it so that he would be more likely to get stopped.
There's also another conspiracy theory about Edna being the bad guy, and it's something to do with the capes, but I don't remember what it is.
No capes. No and kids. Last, that Winnie the Pooh is, mental disorders?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty obvious one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with
Eeyore's depression, Pooh is obsessive compulsive, Rabbit is OCD, Piglet's anxiety, Owl is dyslexic, because all of his signs are, like, written
And Tigger
wrong.
Is ADHD.
Yes.
My favorite Tigger joke is, it's from, I think, Boondocks. He says, now, Tigger, is that a combination of tiger and N-word, or are you just a big old fan of Winnie the Pooh? All right, that's it. You said I couldn't do it, and I did it.
Okay.
So suck it. Next week, next Thursday, we're going to talk about Stranger Things. We all watched it. We'll give our review for it.
So if you haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah, this is your week warning.
You absolutely should watch it because, oh my God, season 3 was phenomenal.
There's no reason not to do it. I'll make that the theme song just for you tonight.
You better.
All right.
Well, why don't you save that for the Stranger Things?
Why don't you save it for next time?
I'll save it for next time. And until next time, until Sunday, where Jesse will be talking about the new Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yeah, you will.
I saw the preview for the Pokemon one. I'm not impressed.
Not good, because I already had plans. So we'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great night.